The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So nice to sit. So nice to sit in Sangha and receive each other's presence in this interconnected web of humanity. So, friends, you might have already guessed the topic for our exploration for this week. I'll give you some cues. We'll make this a little interactive, even though it's kind of awkward, right? I don't see you. We're not in the same room. I'm actually on Zoom. I'm not at IMC. For those of you who already know, this is a virtual background. This audio is going through Zoom, etc. So we'll try to make it a little interactive. So you might have already guessed, perhaps from the theme of the guided meditation. I'll say a few more. The theme for this week is one that the Buddha taught first and foremost and emphasized, especially for us lay people, emphasized. And it's a practice that he taught first before he taught sila, before he taught ethics. So this topic, which I'm not naming yet, just see if you can guess it. This, it's so important that he taught this first, and when it was firmly established, when the mind, when the heart really had this down, only then did he teach ethics, and only then, after that, did he teach what's called bhavana, cultivation of the mind, meditation. Bhavana, cultivation, meditation, cultivation of the mind and heart. So this comes first in the trilogy before sila, ethical teachings, and before bhavana, meditation. And any guesses? I'll wait in chat for a moment. You probably already have it. And also, I'll say one thing that for me, in my own practice, when I was younger, I was primarily interested in meditation, bhavana, yes. And as I've become older and hopefully a little wiser, the importance of these other two factors, of course, sila is so important, of course, ethical conduct, and this other factor that I'm not naming yet has become even more important in my practice. Somebody guessed it. Yes, generosity, dana, exactly. Dana, sila, bhavana. Dana, sila, bhavana. Dana, generosity. I've realized that in my own practice, and when I say practice, it's not just an outward practice of giving. It's so much more than that. It is so much more than that. And I think when I was younger, I was mistaking generosity as just the outward act of giving. Yes, it is that too. Of course it is that. But it is so much more than that. It's really an internal practice. It's really a practice of cultivating generosity towards ourselves, towards others, towards our mind, towards our bodies, towards our life. Generosity of attitude, generosity in the way we treat others, the way we give, the way we receive. It's such an important practice. And as I was saying just a little early, as I've become a little older, and as practice becomes life, as you know, after a while, many of you already know, you have been practicing for a long time. Life becomes practice. Practice becomes life. So your practice is not just something that you do on the cushion in the morning or in the evening or sometime, and then you go and live your life. It doesn't work that way. Maybe at the beginning, it felt like, oh yes, I'm meditating. And then after a while, your life becomes your practice. Your life becomes your practice. The way you live your life, the way you show up, the way you treat yourself, the way you treat others, the moments of your living become your practice. So in this way, generosity is not just something that you do. You just give something to someone. Oh yes, generous, I'm being generous. It becomes, it infuses your heart, your mind, generosity towards yourself, towards others. And it's related to many path factors. We have four other days, so I'm so excited. I need to pace myself. Part of me wants to just share all the teachings, all the teachings I am so excited about. I want to teach them in one go, but slowly, slowly, slowly. So I'm thrilled for us to be discussing this for the next few days, and not just discussing, but to let our hearts and minds swim in generosity. What is it to have a generous heart, or notice moments where there is no generosity? And I've done this practice before, to have my mind swim in generosity for days as a practice, and it's been happy making and also very opening. So that's the topic. It's a long way of introducing the topic. So. The place, as I already mentioned, with dana, sila, bhavana, dana being first, dana, this word for generosity or giving. In fact, the word dana is both giving and what is given in Pali. The word is D-A-N-A. It's both what is given and the act of generosity. and in an article written by Upandita, he called dana, sila, and bhavana acts that purify our existence. I love that. Acts that purify our existence. What a beautiful way to relate to it. Acts. These are acts that purify our existence. So they have internal dimensions, not just external dimensions of benefiting others, but internal dimensions of purifying. And also other dimensions that are even above and beyond our perception, our understanding, to just open to the beauty and the mystery of this giving and receiving in life. We're always receiving. We're always giving in our lives. So where I'd like to invite us to start today, as we already did with our guided meditation, to start with ourselves. So in some way similar to the practice of metta, loving kindness, where we start with in smaller concentric circles, start with ourselves and then go out, 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 out. And we cultivate kindness, goodwill for ourselves with metta. May I be safe, may I be happy, may I be well, etc. So that when our cup feels full, then we can share it with others. We don't have a needy sense. Love me, love me, love me, right? When our heart is full, when our cup is full with our own kindness, it's less needy. We can offer it to others. So drawing a parallel here, let's try this on for size. Drawing a parallel, in order for us, of course, for many might be an easy step from receiving to giving, but to appreciate and acknowledge that we are the recipient of so much goodness, so many gifts, so much generosity all around us. As I mentioned a few items in our guided meditation, the breath, the air you are breathing in, this life, this body, it's ours and it's not so ours. Nothing is really ours. Even things that we own, quote unquote own, aren't really ours. We are a traveler in this life. We're just passing through and we use these items for a while. You know, after I'm long gone, this beautiful Tibetan bell will still be here. For now, I'm its owner, or I'm its custodian. That's it. I'm its custodian. But when I'm gone, it'll still be here. So acknowledging so much that we receive, so much goodness, this being that is living this life is receiving, as a way to open our hearts to the awareness of, oh, letting go, generosity, letting go. So an invitation that I have, there's so much I want to say, and we're already at time. I have to save it for the next days. So an invitation I like to have, and tomorrow I'll explore more the relationship between letting go, chaga, which is another beautiful practice, another beautiful term relating to dana, generosity of heart, an attitude of generosity. Chaga, which relates to dana, this act of giving, the two going together as beautiful practices. So, but for today, the invitation I have is as you go through the day, as you go through your day, notice if you, what am I receiving in this moment? What gift am I receiving this moment? What gift am I receiving this moment? And can I receive it wholeheartedly? Can I receive it graciously? Can I receive it with gratitude? Can I receive it with open-heartedness? For example, if you receive a compliment today, right? Can I receive it with graciousness and simply say, okay, if they say nice shirt, oh, thank you. Instead of, oh, this old thing, oh, yeah, like instead of like, pushing it away. Like, can you receive it with graciousness? It's a gift someone is giving you. Can you receive generosity of spirit? Can you receive generosity from others? Or from yourself, from the universe, with graciousness, with open-heartedness, with delight, because that act of graciousness, open-heartedness, opens our heart to turn around and share its own generosity, share the generosity of our hearts with others. When our heart feels abundant, like, wow, I'm receiving so much. So, thank you for your kind attention. I feel like I'm receiving so much from you with your presence, with your practice, with you participating, with you showing up. So thank you so much. And I look forward to continuing to let our hearts and minds swim in this beautiful topic of dana, generosity, tomorrow. Take good care. Be well.